Go. Before that, Botticelli and his orchestra. Actually, Botticelli is Dick Baker, but that's a secret between you and me. I Won't Last a Day Without You. Caravelli before that with Come Toi. David Snell, My Chérie Amour. Floyd Kramer in there with Have You Never Been Mellow. Actually started that set off there on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we have Burt Kempfert and Bye Bye Blues. Valentino is going to tap his toes right up to the top of the hour. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you?
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Fill me up to the top.
Crystal Gale and her Rapunzel hair. Half the Way. That was from 1974, I believe. And we started this hour off with, you know what, I already forgot. And the computer's not set up right. Hang on. Hold on. Just bear with me for a second here. And we started this hour off with Ronnie Aldridge and Leave Me Alone. So Leave Me Alone, I'm still learning how to do this. I'll tell you. And now it is time for On This Date in History, and beginning with June 14th, some of the historical events that took place over the years. In 1971, President Richard Nixon installed a tape recording system in the White House. I wonder how that worked out for him. 2017, J.P. Morgan became the first bank to create its own cryptocurrency, which I still don't and probably never will understand. June 15th, King John of England placed the royal seal, or otherwise signed, the Magna Carta. That was in 1215, rather. A lot longer ago than 2015, yeah. Leon Spinks defeated Muhammad Ali in 15 rounds for the world heavyweight title in 1976 on June 15th. June 16th, the first issue of Ladies' Home Journal was published in 1883, and in 1959, Fidel Castro overthrew Fulgencio Batista and became the 16th Prime Minister of Cuba. He sat in that seat for a long time, too. June 17th, Charles Goodyear received the first rubber patent. I didn't know patents were made of rubber. Well, it was his first, so that was in 1837. In 1994, accused of murdering his wife, police chase O.J. Simpson in a Ford Bronco for an hour and a half as Americans watched live on national television. It was the first live car chase ever, as I recall. Pretty exciting night. Not one that I really want to remember. But anyhow, June 18th, William Penn founded Philadelphia in 1682, and in 1983, Sally Ride became the first woman in space. Very good. June 19th, the Federal Communications Commission is created, thank you so much, 1934. And in 1964, after an 83-day filibuster, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was approved. And then finally, on June 20th, in 1782, the U.S. Congress approved the Great Seal of the United States and the bald eagle as its symbol. And Muhammad Ali was convicted of refusing induction into the armed services in 1967. So all of those things are on these dates in history many, many moons ago. Here is the Dick Baker Orchestra. Don't give up on us. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with smooth, relaxing, and easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. James Last there, and music from across the way. I thought it was right here in front of me, but okay. Henry Mancini and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Floyd Kramer did Last Date. That was a song that did him well. And his grandson plays it now. And his name escapes my mind right now, but he has carried the tradition on. Fantastic Strings before that with Patch of Blue and Dick Baker and Don't Give Up on Us. And now... I'm Eric O'Brien, and not too far away from home, here in Pittsburgh, Rob Burke, the owner of Pastimes Arcade in Girard, Ohio, had a real surprise recently and has his daughter Riley to thank for applying for the record for his pinball machine collection. Burke was surprised to learn his collection of 1,041 pinball machines is the largest in the world. Getting the count without her father knowing was tricky, but she asked several arcade employees to count the machines and eliminated all of the duplicates and arrived at that number. Pretty amazing stuff. That's a pretty big museum he has there. Police in New York City are trying to find the owner of a 5-foot boa constrictor recently found at an Upper West Side apartment building. It was spotted slithering up the... this is gross. It was spotted slithering up the side of the building not too long ago, and then it went back down to a sink in a basement apartment. Before animal control officers got to it, the snake had made its way back outside, where it was rounded up and turned over to animal care centers of New York. Boa constrictors are not legal to have as pets within the city. Well, there you go. And finally, three young boys, 10-year-old Jessen, 7-year-old Liam, and 9-year-old their cousin Caden, he was the cousin along for the walk, were taking a walk in North Dakota in the Badlands with Dad Sam in 2022 when they discovered an item sticking out of the ground. After consulting a friend who is a curator of paleontology at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, his crew and the family returned to the scene last summer in 2023 and determined the kids found a juvenile Tyrannosaurus fossil. Well, the fossil will make its public display debut at the Denver Museum on June 21st. That had to be pretty exciting. And it's good to know people, too.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/sre and interact with us. City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
One of the best versions of that song ever recorded, Barbra Streisand there, and Tomorrow. Before that, we had Lex de Azevedo with Poetry Man and Johnny Douglas in The Air That I Breathe. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT Pittsburgh, where we're happy to have you. And this is probably the first show in a little over a year that I haven't stammered, stuttered, or otherwise through it. A little bit here and there, but when you deal with Parkinson's, that is sometimes one of the symptoms that I deal with. So I am appreciative that you have stuck it out with me, even though there are times that I can't talk. Today just happens to be one of those times that I can. So that's always good news to share with you. And we have more great music here, along with Percy Faith and a Lover's Concerto. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
The weather is warmer, the daylight is longer, and we have the perfect soundtrack for it here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy there with Burt Bacharach and Nikki, which he wrote for his daughter many, many years ago. Bill Badgley before that with a song called Sam, 101 Strings with Go Away Little Girl. Roger Williams did Just the Way You Are, Paul Marriott and You Are, and Percy Faith with A Lover's Concerto. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Have time for one more here. It's going to be Frank Chaxfield with I'm On My Way. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. It fits the bill just fine. Thank you. We've reached the end of another program of smooth, relaxing, and easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y9-04.
Welcome to the Kristen and Amber Show. Today we're going back to a wonderful year. The year when things got started for two very important people. Very important Kristen and a very important Amber. 1974. And we're celebrating the music of 1974 and albums that were released that year that now are turning 50. And I don't know, Amber, when you're looking at the list, it doesn't seem possible that these albums can be, that they've been around that long.
Right. I was a little surprised with some of them because, you know, it's like songs that I've always known. But, you know, I wasn't listening to these songs in 1974. Or maybe I was. Maybe my parents had it on in the background. You know?
Because that's what I was trying to think of. You know, obviously we can't remember. We probably don't remember the music that we were listening to. I mean, maybe subconsciously they kind of took hold of our brain somewhere. Right. But, like, my remembrances of what my parents were listening to when I was growing up, I mean, we...
Put ears on radio now. Shop, 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 shop. I'm